Hello, this is Roy Lilly. It's a blue sky alpine morning. Jack Frost has painted the leaves. Words hang on your breath. The postie came and went. The Amazon man drove right past. What should I do? If health and care is your topic, there's always something to write about. The genius and the genuine, the stupid and the shamefaced. I distract myself Googling. I found a great website. 40 addictive websites to waste the day away. I think it's brilliant. I include a link to it this morning. Oh, what shall I do? Shall I still be writing about the strikes? The news agenda's moved on. The tax affairs of an MP. A row over a seatbelt. Boris's off-piste borrowings and his BBC bro. All of which would be the perfect introduction to write about the Nolan principles. The fact that no one seems bothered about Nolan sidelines them as a relic of John Major and the past. Or because they've lost traction and are now as significant as a civil defence leaflet telling us to hide under the kitchen table in the event of a nuclear attack, perhaps I should get on my high horse. Or I could revisit the strikes. Dunno. I've neatened my desk. Put all the pens in the pot, tidied up the paper clips. Where do they all come from? Bin the post-it notes. Why I bothered writing them, I don't know. Rolled up the cables and made a decision. Oh, yes. How? Well, I've used the regret technique. Marshal the options. Pretend you've made the decision to do one of them. Then ask yourself, how do you feel about not doing the others? What would you regret most? I've decided. I wouldn't regret not writing about dodgy MPs because that's just the way it is. The government's running out of steam, MPs thinking about what they'll do when they lose their seat come the election. There's no money, no chance Sunak will do anything much. He'll hang in, waiting for inflation to fall, concentrate on rolling his cowpat of a government in glitter in the hope we won't notice it's a cowpat. However, I would regret not writing about NHS strikes, even though it slipped down the news agenda. However this ends, strikers are unlikely to be better off. No settlement will get near the 19% RCN leader Pat Cullen called for, however justifiable. She signalled she'd accept less. That was a tactical win for the government. They'll sit tight. See how their inaction will shift her again. If a compromise is reached, and it's by no means certain, it'll be a disappointment for members who went on strike for wage value restoration and have lost money striking. The RCN are stumping up £50 a day strike pay, as are Unison. The GMB have got some sort of complicated hardship fund. If an average nurse's salary is £34,275 for a 37.5-hour week, call it £219 a day. That's... with strike pay, that's nearly 170 quid lost. Paramedics on similar bandings are in the same boat. They too are losers. To soften the impact on incomes, the unions have moved strikes around. This aura also reduces the impact on services who are managing to muddle through. More strikes means more 170 quids down the drain. Irrecoverable. Coordinating strikes with paramedics, well, on ambulance strike days, demand dives, fewer people end up in A&E, so I'm not sure it'll have the desired impact. What will? Well, if a member of the public comes to grief and the strikers are tagged for it. Unlikely, as everyone's being super careful. Other losers? Well, people are shoved off waiting lists when their elective is cancelled. Waiting lists are so long, no one knows where they are on the waiting list anyway, so don't expect a public pushback anytime soon. A solution for last year, 2023, bound up in this year's April PRB outcome for 23-24, would be a neat way, but the unions won't submit evidence. That's a tactical error, they should. Publish their evidence and go for a three-year deal. Alternatively, an all-out strike, indefinitely. The government's banking that health workers won't do it, and I'd be honest, I doubt they would. The government, well, they'll sit tight. If, as predicted, inflation falls below 10% in March, solutions look cheaper. I hate to say it. The losers look like the strikers. Lost wages, lost back pay, lost real pay value, lost places on waiting lists for your granny. If you look at this, you know, there's only one winner. Thanks for listening, and I hope we talk again soon. Bye-bye now.